Hello, Tampa Bay. This is Jeff Stanislaw, your host of That Is Good to Know, where we try to bring great information to our listeners throughout the Tampa Bay. I'd like to thank our host station, AM 1040, for airing us every Saturday morning at 8 and Sunday morning at 10. We hopefully are going almost on a year of producing these for you, and we thanks for those who are supporting our organizations. And again, our only goal here is to, after you spend some time with us, to say, hey, that was good to know. So we're going to talk a little bit more about AI. I got a lot of requests for this. You know, we've had several conversations with some people about it in general terms. You know, just like what is AI and how does it work and things of that nature. But what we wanted to do for today's episode is really kind of focus on AI and for businesses. And again, we have our resident AI expert, Nuke Goldstein. Nuke, thanks for joining the show once again.
Hey, Jeff. Glad to be here. Thanks.
So, Nuke, kind of before we dive into this, I wanted to let our listeners know that we are actually putting on an event that is going to be dedicated for C-level and executives to learn hands-on more about AI and their business. And, you know, basically it's an exclusive AI seminar for business leaders, understanding how this technology is revolutionizing every industry at lightning speed. It's going to be hosted by BioTampa. The event date is going to be October 29th, 2024, October 29th, 2024. That's a Tuesday. It's going to start at 10 and it's going to go to about 2:30, and it includes a luncheon, and we're having it at the kind of exclusive University Club in downtown Tampa. Would love to, you know, if you are an executive or C-level person tuning in here and you'd like to come to the event, you can find more information about that at biotampa.com. That's biotampa.com. And that's short for by invite only. This is an invite only. And if you go to the page and you want to, you know, reach out, we will connect you and get you kind of signed up and registered. But it's invite only, so you have to send us an email. And you can do that at jeff@stanislaw.com. Nuke, this industry is moving so fast. I get some newsletters every day, and it seems like something's coming up. But we want to focus really on the business aspect of it and what's shifting. Why don't you kind of give us your initial like overview take, and then we can talk a little bit further, you know, about the event and more information on what businesses need to know regarding artificial intelligence.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So first of all, how I got here myself, I've been in tech since I was 7 years old, you know, and that's when I started programming on these old PCs in the 70s. My first interaction with the artificial intelligence was actually in the mid-90s. I did this project for Intel and used neural networks. And what we achieved there with very, you know, primitive technology compared to what we have now, fascinated me. So since the mid-90s, I've been fascinated with AI. I worked with AI. And what happened in the last couple of years since ChatGPT came to be, you know, came into our lives, is absolutely remarkable. AI is considered by some the last invention humans will ever make. This is a remarkable time to be alive for techies and soon for everyone. AI is changing everything. It's changing society. It's changing the consumers, it's changing our households, and it's changing businesses. Now, people will listen and say, hey, well, you know, I've seen some AI on TV, but I really don't feel it. So you have to consider that the adoption and adoption of technologies takes a while. So what is going on under our feet, if you don't realize that what I said is true, is because the earthquake is a little bit deeper under your feet, but you will feel the impact very, very soon. So this is the time, and I decided, you know, kind of to drop everything and just focus on helping businesses understand what's going on and understand how they can prepare their business to what's coming. And that's not easy. I mean, you have to time it. You have to understand what is hype and what is real. And changes to business will take a while. So it's not going to happen within, a week or two. But in the next couple of years, the world will change. The business landscape will change. And I'm here to help business leaders understand that and start forming strategy and tactics on how to address this massive change.
Yeah, we're talking with Newt Goldstein, technology expert, and going to be the host of our Bio Tampa event, Unlocking AI and Transforming the Business Landscape. It's going to be a private invite only for C-level executives at the University Club on October 29th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the University Club, again, in downtown Tampa. If you want some more information or you want to sign up, visit biotampa.com. That's biotampa.com. That means by invite only, tampa.com. There's a form there, and we can get you a invite code and a referral code. But, just check it out. Or you can email jeff@stanislow.com, jeff@stanislow.com, and we can get you set up that way as well for that wonderful event. Nuke, one of the things that you've been doing some consulting in this space and working with business leaders, what is one of the, top two or three questions or challenges that they are facing, with AI coming down the pipe? I know there's some that don't really even know the technology that much, and there's pressure for them, from board members or other executives to lead the ship. So what are they saying to you?
Yeah, so the first thing is, okay, for those who realize what's going on and they want to prepare, and they understand that, competition will prepare as well, so they have to, rush in and implement AI. And my answer to that is, first of all, take a breath. And take slow steps, little steps. The way we're doing this seminar is actually a good way to explain this. So the seminar is three pieces, or three parts. The first part is, I will try to convince everyone of what I'm saying about this massive change, where we are, what's going on in technology, get some lingo, understand the vocabulary of AI people, what does it mean? And doing that while separating hype from reality. Whenever you have this technological shift or disruptions, there's a lot of buzz and hype and, people selling you stuff that doesn't exist, vaporware. So we'll try to separate that and create a clear-eyed view on where is AI right now, where is it going, what's the short-term outlook for AI. So once we're on the same page, the second thing is to get hands-on experience. We'll use some AI tools. Some of them you wouldn't even believe that you can do that. The beautiful thing about current AI, the current state of AI is that it speaks English and you talk to it in English. So we'll actually write software or create a podcast and do that live in a very short seminar, And so the objective here is to get people comfortable that not only this exists and it's real, we actually can use it. And the third piece is, okay, bring this all together and say, all right, so how do I bring my organization into this AI era? And I think the seminar is a very good kind of projection of what I do when I consult or advise companies, because when you go and address AI, this is an ocean of changes. Everything is chaotic. It moves fast. There's so many changes. Just an anecdote here. It's probably one of the hardest decks and seminars I ever made, because every time I finish and I think that I'm ready, something happens and things change, and I need to change some of the things. Future becomes present very, very quickly in AI. So I think
that's one of the things that, the speed of which it's coming and the amount of utilization for AI is coming. And I think it's so important to really, one of the things in the seminar that you're, going to focus on is staying ahead, just understanding where resources are available, where things are going. And at some point you kind of got to pick a path, right? You got to pick one of the technologies, AI, whether it's, ChatGTP, Grok on the Twitter side, or Gemini for Google. But you have to have a larger strategy for it. Again, we're talking with Newt Goldstein. He's going to be our guest presenter at BioTampa's special AI event, where we're going to focus on unlocking AI, transforming the business landscape for executives, business series leaders from BioTampa. You can find out more at www.biotampa.com. Again, it's a private event, so check it out. And if you need a code to get into the event and register, feel free to email me, jeff@stanislow.com, and we'll take a look at it and see if we can get you signed up. Again, that event is going to be on October 29th. It's a Tuesday. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the University Club in downtown Tampa. It should be a wonderful event. And Nuke is really excited about hosting it and sharing with you, some of the things that he's been working on over the last 6 months to a year, utilizing AI and understanding it. But like he says, it moves so fast and you have to pivot that, what you were thinking about 6 months ago, there's been a lot of changes. So our goal is to help executives, from top level, maybe understanding some of the fundamental, technologies behind it, how it works, the speed of which things are going, but what business applications are being used. And when you talk to people, Nuke, what are they saying, most of the, application that they're thinking about for their businesses, would they apply using artificial intelligence?
Yeah, I'm making a mental separation, or actually operational separation, between organization and your product and services. So organization-wise, meaning what kind of tools and how do I adopt and improve my KPIs in different departments? And the product and services part is that how does my product need to change? If I'm developing a piece of software or I run an inventory, how do I change things or toward the future? And both of these need baby steps. I'll give you a concrete example to answer your question. I'm working with a CPA and a legal service provider in New York City. Medium size, a few hundred customers in Manhattan. And, we talked to them and say, hey, you know what? Yeah, I need this AI. Here are my problems. Here's what I'm trying to solve. And we decided that maybe we should look at these current tools and start upgrading them. And what I found is that Intuit, which is, owns Credit Karma and TurboTax and
MailChimp,
et cetera. And QuickBooks, exactly. These guys have 60 petabytes of data that they actually put a lot of effort into creating their own artificial intelligence for their services. However, this doesn't help the CPA guy because... or the CPA business, because what they do is they try to take him out of business and make it easier for his customers to do it themselves. Now, from what he describes, there's a lot of edge cases and a lot of problems that he can solve, and the AI is probably not, at this point, will not be able to solve. However, it's stuck in the past, right? So the next thing we did is we started looking around for, you know, startups or other companies that may have his solution to his problem, and preparing 1040s, et cetera. And we found one startup that got a very large investment from Andreessen Horowitz, I believe. From what they described, it's exactly what he needs. However, that system is in beta. You know, you have to understand all this new AI is only 2 years old. So everything is raw, young, and in beta. So we are waiting for this product to come out and kind of augment his CPA services. And I think this is a great example for two things. One is sometimes the big solution, the consumer solutions are not fit for your organization. They're good for consumers. And a lot of these companies will invest in consumer applications and not invest in enterprise applications. That may happen. The second thing is find small problems or even big problems, but don't try to solve everything. Try to solve one pain point first. Find a tool, find the AI that will help you, and get comfortable with it. This methodology is sometimes referred to as a crawl, walk, run, and fly methodology.
Sure.
When you're in the crawl phase, that's the first phase, just get comfortable. Don't expect a return on investment or any value generated on day one. This is just the phase to get comfortable, to see what AI can do for you and find this one problem or even two problems that maybe it can solve for you. But don't expect too much. Just get comfortable. The next step, the walk step, is where you start generating value.
Yeah. Nuke Goldstein, talking about AI for businesses and business leaders and how, you know, we have to approach this. It's coming on so fast. Nuke is actually going to be our guest speaker, our guest host for a half-day seminar that's coming up that we're doing on October 29th. It is going to be at the University Club in downtown Tampa. It's 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And it's an exclusive AI seminar for business leaders, Unlocking AI Transformation for the Business Landscape. I think this Nuke is very much needed right now, especially for leaders of medium to larger size companies that are, you know, evaluating AI or, you know, starting to, you know, look at applications that they may be using that actually are offering AI solutions and how it's going to work into their, you know, short-term and long-term roadmap for their businesses. And also coordinating the departments in their company to look at these things. And more information on it, you can visit biotampa.com. That's biotampa.com. This is a private event, and if you want an invitation, email me, jeff@stanislow.com. We'll get you a special code and a referral. Again, the seminar is October 29th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the University Club, exclusive AI seminar for business leader, hosted by our guest here right now, Nuke Goldstein, who's a 40 year technologist expert, focusing on AI and business automation, for the last 10 years plus AI most recently, of course. Nuke, again, thanks for joining our show. If you like, I'd love to have you probably for the second half of this because we got some more to dive into. But I wanted to get your take on the team. If you're a CEO, you have a CFO, you have a HR executive, you have product executive, you have technology, CIOs, COOs, and all of those. What are you talking to the CEO about working with their teams? What's the kind of strategy that you're thinking? Are you coordinating everything, you sending them on their own to come back to you. Love to know your thoughts on that strategy.
Yeah, look, every business is different. There's no silver bullet. But generally, what I would recommend is finding an executive that is passionate about AI and can kind of like push the company toward adopting AI. And it could be the CEO, it could be the CTO, or more likely, a lot of companies are hiring a new position called CAIO, Chief AI Officer. You can do that as a, you know, a part-time, like a consultant, an advisor, or you can hire full-time. It really depends on the company. That's something that I personally am transitioning into, meaning, you know, companies hire my services to help the company and push in the right direction. I wouldn't start a center of excellence right away, you know, meaning establish a group that is designed to develop a strategy. I think, it needs to be a slow and methodology on how to get the organization comfortable with AI. But you have to have a champion in the company. And this champion has to have executive power, you know, push people in the right direction and make them comfortable with it. At the end of this process, when you're in the, you know, run or fly state, definitely that's the time where you have a group of people who prove themselves the right people to lead the future of the company and the AI adoption internally. So it's a process, but I would start with at least one executive that can start pushing the company in the right direction.
All right, Newt Goldstein joining us again here on That Is Good to Know. We'll also put this recording and episode and links to our event on thatisgoodtoknow.com. This is your host, Jeff Stanislow. One more time on the event information, and then I'm going to hold Nuke over, if you're willing to, Nuke, for the second half of this show, because I got some more questions that I think business leaders need to at least understand, and we can dive a little bit more on the seminar, because I think this is a very needed topic. It's moving so fast. Again, the event is it's an exclusive AI seminar for business leaders. It's going to be hosted on October 29th. From 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the University Club, at the Private University Club in downtown Tampa. You can find more information on the event itself at BioTampa. It's biotampa.com. You need a referral code and someone to refer you, as it is an invite only. And if you've heard my show and you are interested in it, feel free to email me directly, jeff@stanislow.com. It is also on the BioTampa website at the bottom as well. Again, biotampa.com. Nuke, again, thank you for some of the insights. I'm going to hold you over here, but that includes our front half. I'd like to thank our sponsors for the event as well. All-Star Travel for this show, allstartravel.com. That is are also Faithful Delivery Services. Dan Austin, our friend at Faithful Delivery Services. Google that if you need something shipped same or next day here in the Tampa Bay area. That's it for this episode of That Is Good to Know, Tampa. Again, tune back in. We're going to talk more about AI and more about business challenges and what to do about it. Again, thank you. That is good to know.com.